Blog Talk Radio.
God bless. We just thank each and every one for tuning in today. another Monday. Weekend is passing. The Lord has blessed and been mighty good to us to have us back on the broadcast to go forth with spreading the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten every, and empower, somebody tried to get to it, enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and They Overcame. And you can find her scriptures in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And if you have a testimony, please feel free to go on there because that's what they normally come for. She loves to hear the testimonies of the saints. And early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one is invited to come on and pray 5, 7 minutes, 3, as the Lord lead us to go. Normally we're on there 30 minutes, but each Sunday the Lord lead the way. But we just thank you and praise you and hope to hear you on the broadcast on early Sunday morning prayer to seek the Lord before you go to your houses of worship. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you also can listen online at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive messages. You know, we are appreciated, and we appreciate and are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And we always tell you, don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we're excited today to bring our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans, which is
God.
Bring the word today. So with no further ado, we're going to turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad therein. Our destiny focus this week is, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. We're going to open up Mother's Charity's line, and we want her to open up with the word of prayer before she come. I just want to say to our listening audience, we lost a dear bishop this morning. Amen. He's been very dear to me. I've been knowing Bishop Mason, and I know Mother can testify when she come on more than I can. But for the past 30 years, I've been in holiness. I have known Bishop Willie Mason of Detroit, Michigan, and I tell you, Bishop has been such a loving, such a kind, a fun person. I mean, you're no stranger with Bishop Mason. He embraces everyone. I can sincerely say, he had a love for God's people, Mother. And when I got the news this morning, my heart was saddened. But I know one thing, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I just believe with every fiber of my being that Bishop Mason is with the Lord on today. Amen. But nevertheless, we're mourning him, and our hearts is always sad when we lose wonderful, good, God-fearing men, amen, that have taught us, amen, and have lived lives and have been an example before us, amen. So we certainly are saddened today. So I want our audience, our listening audience, to lift up that family in prayer, the Mason family's daughter, Delphine, and his son. We always had an opportunity to meet them at the different conventions that we traveled to, and just lift up First Lady Mason also. She's still alive and well and with us. I remember even when she was sick, Bishop Mason would be right there caring for his wife. Amen. Did not know that he would precede her. Amen. But nevertheless, we certainly, our hearts are with the Mason family on today. So I'm going to open up the lines and let Mother come. And Mother, however the Lord leads you, we want you to open up with the word of prayer and any condolences that you may have on behalf of Bishop Mason. You're certainly welcome to offer that also. God bless you, Mother Carrie.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless
praise
you
him.
All as well. Certainly our hearts is saddened today at such a great loss, praise the Lord. We've been knowing their family, oh God, for so many, many years.
Mm.
And he was always one. I mean, you would see him praising the Lord. I mean, when he would come to the services and they would ask him to have some words or something, oh, he would just... He would be up there beating that pulpit down.
Yes,
he would sing that song that he got the Holy Ghost. Mm. Oh, just like
down
the Bible says. Oh,
like
yes, he would.
My
God, my God. And then after
Lord
that, he
mercy.
Would, oh, I got it. Yes, I got it.
Yes, I got it.
Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. And I mean, he'd be beating that pulpit. And the saints would get on their feet.
Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord would come on in, I'm telling you the truth.
Glory
yes, Lord, he was a beautiful person, praise the Lord. Like you said, he was a people person. Amen.
People
and
person.
You would see him in the convention going up and down, you know, getting the offerings and things and helping out, you know. Praise God. But the Lord seemed fit to take him on. And I'm glad he didn't lay there and just suffer, you know.
Yes,
praise the
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we certainly want to pray for his family. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Lord bless his wife, because, you know, Sister Mason had a stroke some years ago, and she's been in that wheelchair ever since.
Uh-huh.
Yes, right, uh-huh. Mm. So she's certainly, amen, going to need our prayers that God will inspire her and keep her heart encouraged in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That was
Hallelujah,
a beautiful family. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
So anyway, we're going to pray today. Amen. God's blessings upon his people today and encouragement
Hallelujah,
for his
Jesus.
People in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Heavenly
Thank
Father,
you,
Lord, in Jesus' precious
Hallelujah.
And mighty name today, we are so grateful
Thank
unto
you,
thee
Lord.
All of thy blessings that you have bestowed upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, today, hallelujah. Lord, that you will continue to bless, oh God, and strengthen
God.
Your people, oh God, today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, my
thank
Savior.
You,
oh,
Lord,
lift the downcast spirit
Jesus.
Today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Comfort the heart of the bereaved families, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, for we know that you're able,
Jesus.
Oh, God, today.
You,
Lord,
hallelujah.
You hold life and death in your hands, oh God.
Yes, God.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus, my Savior. Oh, glory to our great God, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thy will has been done.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, and just give us the strength, oh God, hallelujah.
Give us strength, God.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, to carry on, oh God, today.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
my God, we need your help, Lord. We can do nothing, Lord, without you, my Savior. Oh, glory. Encourage the heart of your people today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up the bowed down head today. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, and help us to hope in thee. In
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus, all our hope, oh God, is in thee today. In the name of Jesus, it's in thee that we live, it's in thee that we move, and it's in
yes,
thee
God.
That we have our being, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Savior,
Jesus.
Oh God,
hallelujah.
Our strength is in thee. We can do nothing, Lord,
hallelujah.
Without you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, bless your people today. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
glory to our great God, Jesus. We praise
hallelujah.
You, my Savior. Hallelujah. We magnify your great name today. Hallelujah.
Today, God.
In the name of Jesus, oh, Savior.
You, Jesus.
Glory to our great God today,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, keep us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless
keep us
name.
Hungering and thirsting after your righteousness, Lord.
Yes,
in the mighty
God.
Name
thank
of
you,
Jesus
God.
Today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, Jesus. Let your precious blood cover us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Savior, be with us, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to our great God today, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we lift you up, my God. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your great name today. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh,
God.
Bless your people today. Inspire your people today. Encourage your people today, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Send your delivering power, my God, today. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Help us to stand, oh, God, in this evil day.
Yes.
In which we're
yes,
living,
God.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Glory
yes, Lord.
To our great God, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And keep us, Lord. Hallelujah. In
oh,
the name of Jesus.
God.
Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. For thy name's
hallelujah.
Sake, oh, glory
God.
To God.
You, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
thank
ask
you,
it all in
Lord.
Jesus' precious name.
In
for
Jesus,
thy name's sake.
Name.
Amen
you,
and amen
hallelujah.
And amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we bless you today, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you. Thank you. Thank
oh,
you,
glory,
thank
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
God.
Praise God forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise a great God forever.
Made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Day,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We
oh,
thank
you
for
you,
another
Jesus.
Wonderful opportunity, God. To
thank
come
you,
before Jesus. Your people, God. We thank you for another opportunity.
Yes,
to just
yes,
give you
yes,
glory,
Lord.
To give you praise, God. We realize, God, that it's only because of you that we move and we
yes,
have
yes,
here,
yes.
God. We realize we can't do nothing without
nothing,
you, God.
Lord. Nothing,
you,
hallelujah.
Fail, God. Oh, for you are the life giver. You
yes,
are the
yes,
life sustainer.
Yes,
you are the lifter of our souls, God.
Oh,
God, we love you today, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, help us today, God.
Help
oh,
us, Lord.
God,
help
we
us.
Come forward, hallelujah, to try and minister word to your people, God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God,
yes,
we
Lord,
ask you
Jesus.
To forgive us for anything that we've done that's not
hallelujah,
like you, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh,
help us
right
and forgive
now, God,
us, Lord.
And we ask him for forgiveness, God, for
yes,
anything
yes,
we've
Lord.
Spoken, anything we've done. Oh,
Jesus,
word
Jesus,
deeds, God.
Jesus.
We're asking you to forgive us today,
Jesus,
God.
Oh,
that
God.
We'll be able to minister effectively to your people, God. Oh, help
thank
us
you,
today,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep us, God, with the right mind, God.
Yes,
oh,
yes
give
Lord.
Us a peace
hallelujah.
Down in our spirit, God. Help
oh,
us to acknowledge
to
you
Jesus.
In all thy ways, God. For you said when we do those things that you would direct our paths, God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to speak through us today, God.
Yes, yes,
give us
yes.
Words of
yes. Send your
words
word,
of
Lord.
Encouragement.
Send
words
your
of
word,
empowerment,
God.
God. Words, God, that would enlighten. No, both sides.
Yes,
words
oh,
that
God,
would uplift
Jesus.
Somebody and encourage them, Lord God.
Yes, my
let them know, God, that you're not through. No, both sides.
Hallelujah.
You're not through with us, God. And every day that you give us another opportunity, it's
oh,
another opportunity
you,
to
Jesus.
Get it right. It's another opportunity to get in this word, God, and start to show ourselves approved,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
A
thank
that
you,
not
Jesus.
Needed to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word. Oh, God, I'm asking you to continue to touch Brother Mike, you're the Prophet Michael Lewis, God, and his daughter, God, go into the intensive care unit right now in Stockton, California, at St. Joseph Hospital. Trace itself, God. We want you to continue to touch our body, God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we know you to be a healer, God.
There you
we
are,
know,
Lord.
God,
thank
that
you
can heal any man
you're
of
a healer,
disease.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Any
Lord,
man
of
sickness, God. You can do it, God.
Yes, Lord.
Touch
yes,
your family, Lord.
Lord
God. Today, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we
oh,
even bring
hallelujah.
Jennifer Young before you, God.
Oh,
the young lady
oh,
that's missing, God.
God,
they
today.
Haven't seen her since yesterday morning, God. We pray that there's been no foul play, God, and we pray that she'll be, hallelujah, found, God, where they'll have no hurt, no harm or danger
Jesus,
that will come upon
Jesus.
Her, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift you up, God. We give you glory.
Oh,
we thank
hallelujah.
You for all the listeners that
oh,
come on
we
the line.
Bless your name
today,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Remember them, God. Remember their families, Lord God. Oh, remember
oh, yes,
everything
Lord.
That they're standing in need of, God. Oh, God, but most of all, God. Ah, oh, God, give them, God, a spirit
Jesus.
To seek you, God. For you said to seek you while you may be found. For the day is coming when no man, no man will be able to call upon you. For the doors are almost shut, God.
Oh
God,
yeah,
help us to run
Jesus,
into the altar
of
safety, God. Oh God, we bless you today, God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord
my
God, for Sister Ruby. Continue to touch
in
her
the
body.
Name of
strengthen
Jesus, God.
In
Lord,
the name of
her
Jesus,
body.
God. God, we thank you for faithfulness
oh,
today, God.
My
Savior. You are a rewarder. You said, behold, I come quickly, and I
yes,
am my reward
yes,
with you, God.
So
oh, we're looking to you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God,
help
us, Lord. God.
Be ready, Lord.
Today,
in the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Oh, you are the Messiah. And as we
oh,
go forward today,
glory
with
to
this
Jesus.
Message, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, God. People
oh, yeah.
are saying so, hallelujah. But their life, no, Moshata, their life contradict what their mouth is saying, God. Holiness is a lifestyle, God. Holiness is a profession, God. We're professing you among men. But
hallelujah.
We live in any kind of way, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we're asking you to remember us today, God. Strengthen our hearts, God.
Remember
keep us, Lord, God, where we'll
today,
forever
hallelujah.
Speak your way and your will, God.
Oh,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus, we
Lord,
pray,
my
God.
Savior.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Fire. Woo, God, we praying, God.
Oh, God, oh, God,
we're praying
today,
for a renewed mind, God.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus.
You said, let this mind be in you that was
said
also
so,
in Christ
so.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you today, God. And we bless you for it, God.
Yes, yes,
we give
yes,
you praise,
Lord.
God. I remember my sister, Danielle. Remember my son, God. Remember
yes,
my
Lord.
Mother, God. Remember my family here in
yes,
the house,
my
God.
God. Bless
remember
them,
all
Lord.
The things
bless
that
them,
we're
Lord.
Striving to do,
supply
God.
To every
even
need, my God, in the name of Jesus.
Crusade, God. We ask
yes.
you to remember them, God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, bless
yes,
each and every
Lord.
One, God. Help them to come with their hearts saturated.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help them to come, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
What a clean life, God. What a consecrated life, God.
Jesus,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, God.
Thank
we bless
God
you for
today,
it, God.
Jesus.
And we
Hallelujah.
Give you praise in the
Lord,
mighty
you're
name
able
of
to
Jesus,
perform
God.
It in their life. In the name
God.
Of Jesus, hallelujah.
I don't know no more, Messiah.
Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Touch my mouth, God.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Let
it be. I don't know like coals of fire, God.
Yeah,
and everything you're speaking
Lord,
to your
Savior.
People today, God.
Hallelujah.
Let them be able to embrace it. Let
oh, yes, my God.
In
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, because
oh,
you have
wonderful
spoken.
Savior.
I
wonderful
know,
Savior,
God.
My God.
You have spoken, not us, God, but you have spoken, God. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, we
yes,
thank you.
Lord.
We thank you. We thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you for Pastor Beatrice. I don't know my sister
yes,
Kim.
Yes, Lord.
Just came
Jesus.
On the line, God. We thank you for it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God,
thank
put
you, Lord.
In
thank
my
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Over the weekend, amen. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? And I kept hearing, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And as I began, hallelujah, to begin to get my Bible out in my hallelujah, my concordance and trying to get online and Google some things. I kept on hearing the Lord say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And as I began to study, amen, I began to think about a liberal Democrat, amen, and every time I have an opportunity to talk with him and we converse, the first thing he says, and the redeemed of the Lord say so. He didn't say, let the redeemed. He greet me with, and the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I just assume that he know and believe in his heart of hearts that I've been redeemed. Amen. And the redeemed of the Lord. And that's just the way he greet. That is his greeting to the saints. And the redeemed of the Lord say so. But I'm finding out today, Mother, that many of us that are professing to be redeemed, amen, we're not, our life is not reflecting a redeemed person, a redeemed saint. Hallelujah. And you may be wondering, why is she saying that? Well, as I begin to do some study, and I begin to converse with my cousin, Dr. Singleton, he's one of my mentors, and when I need these scriptures open up to me a little more clearer, Mother Charity, I always consult with my mentor, and that's Dr. Winston Singleton. He's been one of my mentors. Amen. I got saved under his father. Amen. Stayed there 14 years under one leader. Amen. And as I began to reflect even on my situation, Pastor Beatrice, Sister Ruby, I began to look at myself. And I said, now, 30 years ago, when I left New Orleans, I left with my agenda. Ah, glory to God. I left with my agenda, running for my life. But this time, when the Lord, this year, when the Lord spoke to me, well, he spoke to me last year, but I didn't come back to this place until April. And as I returned, I said, I began to think, I said, now, I left with my agenda, but now I'm returning with God's agenda. Hallelujah. And if I'm returning with God's agenda, then guess what? The way I left It's not the way I'm returning. Ah, God, if y'all can just get with me today. When I left, I didn't know anything about living holy. Oh, yes, I was religious. Uh-huh. I had a form of godliness because as a child, I was made to go to church. I was made to go to Sunday school. And as I began to mature, amen, then I became an adult. Hallelujah. And when I became an adult, I still found myself attending church. Mind you what I'm saying, attending church. But the church wasn't in me. I was attending because of my upbringing. I was attending because I had disciplined myself to believe that if I go to church, God was going to bless me. If I bring my children to church, God was going to have a blessing over my children. But I did not know that if I wanted to receive the full benefit package, that I had to adhere to the word of God. That I had to denounce some things, that I had to free myself of some of these can't help it. Not some of them, but all of them. But I didn't learn that until I went to Los Angeles. And when I went, just a little testimony for a minute, and then we're going to get right on into what God has given me this thought. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, Mother Charity, when I went to Los Angeles, I did not know. I just heard of some of my relatives, but I had never met them on a personal basis. But I remember my grandmother, my great-grandmother, saying to me, she said, I want you to go and see my nephew. And her nephew was a district elder, Winston Singleton. He was a district elder when I moved to California. Now he's diocesan bishop with the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. Now my grandmother, my great-grandmother, had also a brother that lived there. Well, she told me about Uncle Jenkins, but she didn't emphasize anything about me building a relationship with him. And he was a wealthy man, had been to Tuskegee Institute, and, you know, his wife was set in the cabinet with Nixon, President Nixon. So they were very affluent people. But she told me, she directed me to her nephew, which was District Elder Winston Singleton Sr. And she said, you go and meet my nephew. And she said these words to me, I'll never forget them, is that though it was, I'm going back 30 years ago when I left New Orleans with nothing but my personal belongings and two children in tow, a 7-year-old and 11-year-old, going thinking I'm going to the promised land. I'm leaving all my mess. Hallelujah. I got to get out of this city because if I don't, guess what? I'll find myself in prison for the rest of my life. I'll find myself being a victim of my environment. I'll find myself caught up like some of my friends that I reign with. So God gave me an opportunity to get out. Now, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, then that means the same God that brought me out now have brought me back. He haven't changed. Now, he didn't bring me back, Mother Charity, for me to come back and participate and get and indulge in the things that I denounce, the things that I have overcome, the things that freed me. Ah, glory to God. He didn't bring me back here to this city for that. He brought me back for a specific purpose. And that purpose was to let others know that if God redeemed me, then guess what? He's the same God. He can redeem them. Redemption is for every one of us. It's not for some. It's not just for a few. It's for all. Ah, for the Bible say he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. So when my grandmother said, go and meet this man, I had heard of him, but I had never personally met him. And she told me, she said, he's going to help you. How about I was in Los Angeles for 3 months, and then it was time for me to go and meet my grandmother's, my great-grandmother's nephew, Winston. Ah, hallelujah. And when I went to meet him, amen, I had my two children in tow. And then a day or two later, he invited me to breakfast. And I was wondering, how in the world am I going to act in the midst of this man? This man is a pastor. I'm a heathen. I do what heathens do. And I was a cigarette smoker and everything. And I'm like, Lord, what kind of conversation I'm going to have with this man? He's a reverend. He's a pastor. I knew from my family background that we had a respect for the man of God. We respected the man of God. We respected the house of God. Amen. So the things that we did outside of the house of God, we wasn't going to bring it inside the church. And so I'm like, now how am I going to sit with this man for an hour or two, Pastor Beatrice, without getting a cigarette? Well, how about when God began to deal with the person? God don't just deal with you when you make that formal confession, when you get up and you go before the church and then you say, I want to be saved, I want to be baptized, I'm denouncing the things of the world, I want to give my life to the Lord. Well, God started dealing with you way before you go through the formality of walking before some people and accepting Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. So I remember that day, God had taken the cigarettes out of my mouth, the taste. And I didn't know it, but when I left him, and it was something about that man, he's an apostolic father. Amen. He preaches the apostle's doctrine. Amen. And it was something about him, and I knew it instantly. But I knew when God allowed me to leave New Orleans, God was dealing with me. Amen. I didn't know what to look for in the new city. Did not know. Amen. But God said, when I went back to try and pick up the cigarette after I went back to my aunt's house where I was there, it made me sick. And after that day, I had no desire for a cigarette. Now, that may not be your testimony. I'm just sharing a little bit about mine. But that was one of mine. I knew God was dealing with me then. I knew something was happening in my life. The Bible say, come out from among them and be ye separate. Hey, glory to God. We can't indulge in what the world indulge in. If we're going to make a difference, and for your scripture reference, that 2 Corinthians 6:17, he says, wherefore, come out from among them. Come out from among them. What are you talking about, Sister Bernard? I'm talking about the world. I'm not saying that you are to eradicate your family. I'm not saying that you're supposed to walk around with your nose up in the air. But you can't participate. You can't indulge in everything that your family is indulging in. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And what else? And he said, touch not clean things. Anything that's going to defile your temple is unclean. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Bernard? If you listen to some of this hip-hop with all of this profanity in it, that's unclean. That's not clean. You can't continue to listen to men degrade women and call them whores and call them bitches. And then, and I'm not cussing. This is scriptural. These words are in the Bible. You can't hear this profanity and it don't get in your spirit. Do you know spirits are transferable? When you hear people using this kind of language, separate yourself. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. How am I going to present my body as a living sacrifice when I'm letting drugs, when I'm letting alcohol, when I'm letting profanity, when I'm letting a porno, when I'm watching all this old crazy stuff, when I touch the unclean thing? How am I presenting my body as a living sacrifice? The Bible says, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it says, be not conformed. What are you saying? Don't let this world shape you. We're talking about being redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, if you still have some hang-ups, if you still have some bad habits, if you have some things that you haven't overcome, then you're not fully redeemed. I was not fully redeemed. Well, how are you saying that? What are you basing that on? Well, I'm basing it on scripture. Okay? If I came back the way I left, then I can't say I've been redeemed. Because guess what? When I come back to this city, I'm going to get right back with my old friends. I'm going to get right back with my relatives that party and drink the alcohol and cuss and do all kind of other things that's not pleasing to God. But I didn't come back here for that. So it says, be not conformed to this world. Lord, help me today. You gave me this. But be ye transformed, changed by the renewing, a new mind. You take on the mind of Christ. That after you take on that mind, then you're going to prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You can't prove what is good. You can't prove what is acceptable and perfect, Mother Carrie, until your mind has been renewed. Oh, Jesus, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I went to Psalms 107:2, and that's where that scripture is coming from. But that we have quite a few passages of scriptures here today that we want to give you. And I want the people that have been redeemed to say so. Now, if you haven't been redeemed, hey, you know no Messiah, then don't say so. Just say, I'm a work in progress. We all are a work in progress, but some things we can fully attest to that I've been delivered from. I've been redeemed. Hi, you know no Messiah. Now, let me share a little something with you all. Psalms 107 and 2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Now, if God has given you an opportunity to not be in the hands of the enemy, then guess what? We should no longer put ourselves in a position where the enemy can control us, where the enemy can wreak havoc in our lives. Put the devil under your feet. The Bible says resist him and he will flee. So we've already been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So the Bible tells us, let the redeemed say it. Now, let's look at that word redeemed. And Dr. Singleton and I, we collaborate. We often collaborate when, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you can have somebody, Pastor Beatrice, that you can confer with and you can laugh and talk and share the word of God with, and nobody is competing and nobody is trying to get the upper hand and trying to make themselves to be this great that. No, we're just having a conversation and we're trying to get an understanding of what God is speaking to his people. So we said redeem. Listen at the definition. that we came up with for redeemed. And it's awesome. It's awesome. Because if you go to the dictionary.com or these other dictionaries, they'll say that to be redeemed is to be bought back, to be purchased, to be brought back to a state, whereas you've been changed. You've been given another opportunity. Somebody have paid a price for you. And we all know who paid the ultimate price. Jesus paid the ultimate price. That's why we have redemption, because of his blood. Amen. But redeemed, we said it is a state or quality. Now listen to this definition. It is a state or quality of an elect group. Everybody's not in an elect group. So that means that elect group distinguishes you from any other group. We didn't say just a group. We're saying an elect group. So people of God, saints of God, you are in an elect group. Ah, God. You have been chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. You have been chosen to be a part of this elect group. And this elect group, they are the ones that can say so. They are the ones that can say, I have been redeemed. But if you just in any other group, then you're not in this elect group. Today I just want to speak to the people that's in the elect group. The elect group qualifies you for some benefits. The elect group qualifies you for eternal life. The elect group qualifies you for the Lord to rebuke the devourer for your sake. The elect group qualifies you for when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against them. The elect group qualifies you for when you call on that name, Jesus, you can command angels to come and aid and assist you. Oh, I'm talking about an elect group today. An elect group. See, only that elect group have a right to say, I've been redeemed. Only that elect group have a right, hallelujah, to dispatch angels. Only that elect group have a right to decree and declare. Only that elect group can say, I am victorious. Only that elect group can say all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Only that elect group can sleep with a peace in their heart, with peace in their mind. Only that elect group can stand and declare, hallelujah, for God I live and for God I'll die. I'm talking about an elect group today. You know, no Messiah. Glory to God. And as I'm speaking this, God is opening up some more things to me. He said, we're saying a state or quality of an elect group, listen, that has experienced. Have you had any experience with being redeemed? Have you had any experience with coming out from among them? Have you had any experience with denouncing the accursed thing? Have you had any experience with not surrounding yourself around evil communication? But my Bible tells me evil communication, it corrupts good manners. Have you had an experience? We're saying the redeemed. If you don't fall into this category, if this definition don't describe you, then you ain't been redeemed. Y'all say, well, hi. She said, well, I'm going to give you some scripture because I'm not talking. When God gives you something, One thing about it, he'll give you the word to back up everything he put in your spirit. God, put that in my spirit. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I posted it on Facebook. I didn't know how the Lord was going to open this thing up. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying? Because you know what? I have some flaws. I have some things that I haven't gotten fully delivered from. Ah, God Almighty. But I tell you what, I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God. It says a state of quality of an elect group, Sister Ruby, that has experienced, listen to this, an effective, it has to be a an effective spiritual and mental transformation. Now, we just read to you Romans 12, 1 and 2, saying we can't be conformed to this world, but we have to be transformed. We can't let the world dictate to us. We have to take the oversight. We have to be the first partaker. We have to be the example. We have to be the city that set on a hill that can't be hit. We have to be a light shining in a dark world. It says it has an experienced and effective spiritual and mental transformation. The Bible says first natural and then spiritual. The natural part come in. That's where the mental part. That's where the mental part takes root. Ah, but this is only for an elect group. So we have to have a transformation. Our spiritual lives have to match our natural lives. Now, what you're saying, I can't be spiritual 90% of the time. But when you can, you don't have to be spiritual 90% of the time. But you can separate yourself. You don't have to act like the heathen, Mother Charity. You don't have to participate in their activities. You don't have to participate in their round table discussions. You don't have to participate in their banqueting. Ah, y'all ain't going to like the Holy Ghost today. Ah, but y'all may not like me, but I want you to fall in love with Jesus. Ah, God gave me this word today. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I want only the redeemed that's in Christ Jesus to say so. I don't want no perpetrators. I don't want no stunt artists. I don't want no wannabes. I'm only looking for those that elect group. I'm looking for an elect group today. That have made themselves ready. So we said spiritual mental transformation. We said transformation is what? To change in your character and your condition. So that means your character, you have to take on the nature of Christ. Your character has to be so that God, when you step into a situation, God will say, Adrian, I got this. I just stand back. I'm going to be your mouthpiece. I'm going to be your defense attorney. I'm the prosecutor. I'm the district attorney. I'm all of it. I'm the judge and the jury. That's what God said. What did he say? Step back. I got this, baby. He said, I'll make your enemy be at peace with you. God said, I'll cause you to be blessed when you come and when you go. He said, you'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about those that redeemed don't mean. Let me say this. Just because you might have a big edifice, that don't mean you've been redeemed. Just because you might have 1,000 members, that don't mean you've been redeemed. Just because you're driving in a Rolls Royce, that don't mean you've been redeemed. God, I bless you today. Just because you have a few cattle, on a 1,000 hills that belong to the Lord. Just because you have a few cattle, don't mean you've been redeemed. See, being redeemed don't constitute what you possess in the material realm. Being redeemed is your place, what you are to God, your place in God. That's what being redeemed is. Can you separate yourself? Can you go into seclusion? Can you isolate yourself? Can you be in the midst of the fire and it won't burn you? You're not the Messiah. See, you don't have to participate. We don't have to succumb to what the world is doing. Yes, we in the world, but we're not of the world. We have a heavenly Father. He said he'll make a way for us to escape, even when we find ourselves in some unfamiliar territory. All we have to do is command our angels. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. God said he'll never leave us, Mother Charity. He'll never forsake us. Let's get back to this. So a state of quality of an elect group that has experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation. Transformation, the change in character or condition. Now, if you have to change in your character, in your condition, that means, that mental transformation means you have to have a new attitude. Patti LaBelle say, I got a new attitude. How have we been redeemed with that same old attitude, with them same old nasty ways, with them same old frowns? We won't even smile at one another. Hallelujah. God said he took out that stony heart and gave us a heart of flesh. You cannot be recall yourself redeemed and not loved. You can't call yourself to be redeemed and not have a pleasant attitude. It says to be faithful is a change in your character. It's a change in your condition. I no longer have to walk with my head hung down. Oh, God, I've been redeemed so I can hold my head high and I can profess everywhere I go that the God I live, and for God I'll die. Let's move on here. Ooh, Jesus, I love you today. We're talking about an attitude. So redeemed, in essence, means having an attitude, a right attitude. When you are redeemed, you, hallelujah, you have a new attitude. The Bible says all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let's look as we're looking at this attitude. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31 says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? So if you're weary and you're fainting, you got the wrong attitude. You ain't been redeemed yet. There's no searching of his understanding. Verse 29 says, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. So what are you saying? You don't have to walk around with a bad attitude. You can call on Jesus. He said he giveth might. He giveth power to you. And he give you might, and he increases your strength. So don't give me that excuse. Oh, I'm going through something today, so I'm going to mistreat you. I'm going through something today, so I'm going to talk to you crazy. The devil be damned. That's an excuse. That's a cop-out. You have no excuse for not loving. Wait a minute. Let me go right here. Because I want y'all to know, Jesus, that this is the Lord talking today. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Go to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. What are you talking about, Jesus? What are you talking about, Apostle Paul? I'm talking about, though I want to stand up before folks and prophesy and tell them what doth say the Lord, if I shut up my bowels of compassion, if I don't speak to them in the right tone, oh God, guess what? Then I become as a tinkling, a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. This is scripture. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I don't care how many gifts you got, if you can't love, your gift don't mean nothing to God. It may mean something to somebody else. You prophesying about a car and a house and a wife and a husband, but it don't mean nothing to God. Who are you trying to impress? Who have redeemed you? Did the people you're trying to impress redeem you, or did God do it? Well, if God redeemed you, then guess what? Your words that you speak to me should be as you're speaking it to God. The love that you have for God should be the, you should have a greater love. He said, have a greater love for your fellow man. As we, Galatians 6 and 10 say, as you therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all, A-L-L, all men, not just an elect group. Oh, but we qualified you in that elect group. But I'm not telling you to just be nice to that elect group. You got to step outside, and you have to be able to comprehend with all men. You have to be able to love on your neighbor. You have to be able to witness effectively. You got to be able to let your bowels of mercies be real. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy, this is Apostle Paul talking, and I'm saying all mysteries and all knowledge, mother, and though I have all faith, some people have all kind of faith, but they can't love, so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow, I don't care how much money you got, all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Nothing. Why? Because we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. So what are you saying? When somebody wants to put a little taste of salt on their food, it's because that food is not tasty. So they add the salt to add some more taste to it. That's what God is telling us. We are the salt of the world. Amen. We have to make sure that our salt don't become contaminated. Because the Bible says if it loses its favor, it ain't good for nothing. If we lose what God has already delivered us from, what he already has brought us from, then guess what? We fight a losing battle. The Bible also says it's good if you hadn't even touched of this thing. Don't take a hold to this gospel plow and then go back. Look back. You got to keep on marching forward. You got to keep on calling those things as not as though they are. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And as I piggyback on what I said earlier on touching the unclean thing, we all know the story about Achan. Amen. Achan stole. He took something that did not belong, that God didn't authorize him to take. God told him to go in and get the spoil and everything, but he didn't tell him to partake of some things, but Achan did that. And when they found out that they were being defeated, Joshua found out that they were being defeated, he began to say, well, what is going on? And the Lord said, I told Israel, I told you all not to touch the accursed thing. He said, somebody in this camp have touched of the accursed thing. Ah, and when they began to their investigation and whatever, they found that Achan had some stolen goods in his camp. Oh, Jesus, that's another lesson there. Hallelujah. And until they got rid, until they discovered who the culprit was, the children of Israelites was losing battles. And they knew something was wrong. My God didn't forsake us. Why are we not able to defeat our enemy? Why are we having these kinds of problems? Because you have something cursed in your camp. Something is cursed in the camp. And let's turn quickly with that. I got a few more minutes and I'm going to quit. Joshua, go to Joshua. I'm going to just give you some key verses. I'm going to read through this. Hey, glory to God. Joshua 6 and 18 says, and ye, this is the Lord giving them a command. He's giving them some instructions. Redeemed folks follow instructions. Redeemed folks don't get mad when people correct them. Redeemed folks are willing to wait on an answer. Ah, God. Oh, Jesus, let's read this, 6:18 says, and ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing. See, that accursed thing can cause you to be in an unredeemed state. Mm-hmm. Lest ye make yourselves a curse when ye take up the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Drop down and go to Joshua 7, verse 1. I wanna clarify this, because this ain't me, this is Bible. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing. I just told you that. Achan took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. All right, drop down to 11, the same chapter. Israel had sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant. God had an agreement with Israel, which I commanded them. God had given them a command to not touch, don't partake, don't participate. Don't go to Beyonce and Jay-Z concert. God might send a lightning bolt in it. I said that. Because anything that's contradictory to God, it's not of him. He ain't pleased with it. He ain't in love with it. Yes, he loved them because they're people, but he don't like your message. Hallelujah. When Balaam wanted to curse the people of God, and the king got mad with Balaam and said, I called you to curse these people. And Balaam said, and I'm paraphrasing, Balaam said, I can't curse what the Lord has blessed. We're wondering why we're walking around in the wilderness. We're wondering why we're having all kind of difficulties, because we have not been redeemed. We're saying so, but our lives is not paralleling. It's not parallel. What this scripture, what the Holy Bible, he said, come out from among them. I can't just give you, I just don't have it in me. I have to give it to you the way the Lord give it to me. Sometimes I got to scream it on the mountaintop, because God is trying to get our attention. He's not interested in our demise. God wants us to have life, and that more abundantly. Oh, God, where were we? Oh, you don't know more stuff. Joshua chapter 7, verse 11, drop down to that. It said, Israel had sinned, And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they, what you say, what this got to do with redeemed? If you're touching on the cursed thing, you haven't been redeemed. If you haven't had a renewed mind, you haven't been redeemed. If you haven't been transformed and you still conforming to the world, you have not been redeemed. He said, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing. Watch that accursed thing. The devil, the enemy comes in like a sheep, but inwardly he's a ravening wolf. He comes in like an angel of light, but he's there to destroy. He's there to kill. He's there to steal. He don't want you to have life and that more abundantly. The Bible said, for they have taken of the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also. And they have put it even among their own stuff. He thought he was getting away with something. I'm going to steal from God. I'm going to steal God's tithe. I'm going to steal God's offering. And I think I'm going to be blessed. The devil is a lie. You're cursed with the curse. That's Bible, Lord. I don't want to go there. Hallelujah, but I'm going the way I'm led today. All right, verse 12 says, still in Joshua, therefore, trying to illustrate to you all what's going on here, therefore, the children of Israel could not stand. Listen, people of God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Do I have any people on this line? If I was a neighbor preacher, I would say, touch your neighbor and ask them, have they been redeemed? Touch your neighbor and ask them, have they been redeemed? But I'm not a neighbor preacher. You don't have nothing against a neighbor preacher. But this thing is personal. I'm a preacher. I'm going to preach to me. Amen. And no more. Me, it touches me first. It hit me before it goes out to you. So touch yourself, point to yourself, and ask yourself, have you touched of the accursed thing? Have you been redeemed? Woo, Jesus, Lord have mercy. We have Joshua chapter 7, verse 12 says, therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, Sister Ruby, but turn their back before their enemies because they were cursed. When you touch of an unclean thing, when you touch of an earth, a cursed thing, you have just gotten out of the will of God. You have removed that hedge of protection that God had over you. Because guess what? God don't dwell in unclean vessels. He might use you because the Bible said, they're going to come saying, didn't I preach in your name? Didn't I lay hands? Didn't I hear? Jesus going to say, yes, you did all of that. Get thee behind me because I never knew you. The only reason you was able to do that because you invoked the name of Jesus. You see, at the name of Jesus, not Ruby, not Adrian, not Mother Charity. At the name of Jesus, Pastor Beatrice, every knee shall bow. Devils can call on the name of Jesus and things will start happening for them. But guess what? Those devils don't have the benefit package that we have. Those select group that have been redeemed, we have some benefits. You better get your benefits today. And the only way you're going to get your benefits, you're going to have to be redeemed. Only the redeemed is going to qualify. Only the redeemed are going to be justified. Only the redeemed, God is going to give them a satisfaction in this spirit. Jesus, let me finish. They turn their back before their enemies. That's Joshua chapter 7, verse 12. Because they were accursed. Neither, this is the Lord speaking, neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed thing from among you. Get the accursed thing from among you, where you can become the woman and the man of God that God has destined you to be, where you can decree and declare, ah, God, where you can transform, ah, you lives in your community, where you can speak, ah, you Messiah, you can speak a thing and it is so, where you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover, where signs and wonders and miracles will follow you. All these things will happen for the redeemed. Huh? If you're not redeemed today, I invite you today to let go, get rid yourself of these things that are cursed. Anything that's not like God is a curse. Anything that's not pleasing to God is a curse. How you don't know more fire? How can saints go to strip bowls? How can saints participate in pornography? How can saints do all this stuff that the world does and say out of our mouth, we've been redeemed? The devil be damned. And everybody that's serving him, they damned too. Only the Redeemer, which is our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Let's turn right quickly. Lord, I hear you today. To Ephesians 2. Verses 18 through 22 says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers. Ah, glory to God. You're no more strangers. And foreigners. But fellow citizens, when God clean you up, you're no more a stranger. You're no more a foreigner. But fellow citizens, with who? The saints and of the household of God. And this is our foundational scripture, 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, growing unto an holy temple in the Lord. If we're going to connect, we have to connect with like-minded people. We have to connect with the people that have been redeemed. We have to connect with that elect group. He said, and be said, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And this is my lesson. And Ephesians 4:23-24 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. To be redeemed means you have a new mindset. You take on new things, those things that are pleasing to the Lord, and that you put on the new man. Listen, this is not Sister Adrian just talking. This is scripture, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. For my Bible tell me, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be with us, if he be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, I got to go to this one. Where you at? Ha, glory to God. Lord have mercy. I have to go to this one because this one here will validate who you are in Christ Jesus. See, we have something greater, Mother Charity. Ah! The scripture I'm about to read to you now in my closing, and then we're going to open up the line. I want some redeemed folks to shout hallelujah. See, we are somebody. We're not novices. We're not bastards. We already said Jesus is the cause of us coming into this thing. We're no longer strangers. We're fellow citizens. But listen at what God did. Listen at what he did. In Hebrews, and you all go back and read the whole chapter for yourself, where he talked about the patriarchs and the matriarchs of old. Hallelujah. And how he professed, Jesus, this thing get better and better. Somebody say, good and gooder. Every time you tap into God's word, every time you tap into what his will is for your life, every time you tap in and say, I've been redeemed, this thing get better. Sweeter as the days go by. Hebrews, and I'm just going to read a few passages of this. Hebrews chapter 11. And we all know what this scripture, what this particular passage that talked about. Hallelujah. Talked about all those that had made sacrifices and what they've gone through. But these people went through all of that. And guess what? But they didn't have what we have. We got the Holy Ghost. See, they went through this before the promise came. The promise of the Comforter didn't come to Acts. These people went through that before they received. They died and had not even received this promise here. So I'm going to start at verse 33. It said, who through faith, those that were talked about in the above verses, who through faith, they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions, they quenched the violence of fire, they escaped the edge of the sword, they out of weakness were made strong, they waxed valiant in fight, they turned to flight the armies of the aliens, the women received their dead raised to life again. Look at miracles that was performed. Look at the things they had to endure. They endured hardness as good soldiers. They died in the faith without receiving the Holy Ghost. There's verse 35 I'm at. The women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. But hear the whole conclusion of the matter. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They went to prison. They were tortured. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. That's in parentheses. The world wasn't worthy of all what these men and women of God had to experience. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained Mother Charity, they all having obtained a good report. Their good report was because of their faith, through faith. But they received, that verse right there say, they received not the promise. What promise are you talking about? I'm talking about the promise in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I'm talking about that promise. Verse 40 says, God having provided some better thing for us. See, God provided. He already knew he was going to send back a comforter. He already knew his son was going to come into the world to die. Hallelujah, to redeem us back. God already knew it. He knew it in Genesis. He already knows the end from the very beginning. God know what our end is going to be. He know when we were just a fetus. He knew when the seed was implanted. Glory to God. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So all that they have endured and had to go through, they won't be made perfect without us. We don't have to go through all the things that they went through, but we got to live holy. Because he say holiness without no man can see the Lord. So in my closing, I keep closing, but the Lord got to give you all this as God gave it to me. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This is going to conclude it for real. Wherefore, seeing we had that topic one time, lay aside every weight. Until we get rid of these weights, people of God, we'll never be redeemed. If you're still being weighted down, you're not redeemed. We got to get rid of these weights. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 say, wherefore, seeing, we've already talked about the cloud of witnesses, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, that's why you got to stick with King James sometimes. See, these other translations, they'll throw you. But if you stick with King James, that's the original text, it'll be okay. It's all right to bring in other translations because we're in the 21st century. But God's word don't change. Amen. It said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We already know what God is requiring of us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus have already endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We already have an example. We already have a model. Why aren't you redeemed? We're saying so, but we're not living anything. We're saying so, but we don't have nothing in our arsenal. Hallelujah. Our prayer life is not the same. We're seeking pleasure. We want to be entertained. We're not going to church anymore to call on Jesus. We're not going to anymore to praise and worship. It's a commercial thing. It's commercialized. Some of it is merchandise. Because we're not giving people the unadulterated word of God. We're telling them, oh, God knows. He's able. He know you're weak. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. You don't have to fall. But the Bible said, if you stand, then guess what? You have an advocator. Confess it. Get rid of these things that are offsetting us. Get rid of these weights that's causing us to live unredeemed lives. If you are redeemed, you shouldn't be a participant in anything that's not pleasing to God. I rest my case today. I rest my case today. And as I said in my opening, I'm here because I've been redeemed. I'm here because I have a testimony. I'm here because I can tell somebody that if God did it for me, surely he can do it for you. If he took a little city girl out the streets of New Orleans, cleaned up and filled up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, gave a mind to run on, gave a mind to pursue the things of God, gave her a mind to denounce anything that's not of God. See, I want the heart of David. And when I say that, I want to be able to repent. I want to be able to go to my brother and my sister and say, forgive me. I erred. Forgive me. I didn't mean to talk to you like that. Forgive me. I didn't mean, hallelujah, to ignore you. Forgive me. If we can't do that, we haven't been redeemed. We have a lot of work to do, saints of God. We haven't made it yet. We're striving for perfection. That's what the Bible says. The perfecting. He gave some. He didn't give apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for them to just have a title and walk around like they're some big somebody. He gave them that for the saints to be perfected. He wants us to be perfected. He wants us to be edified. That's what he wants. I don't put God to open shame. Because if you do, you won't win no battle. We've already told you, the children of Israel with that accursed thing in their camp, they couldn't win the battle. This battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. God, I'm going to go to Sister Ruby. I'm done. I could go on and on about this because I lived it. Hallelujah. When you've lived something, when you've lived something, Evangelist Doris, hallelujah, you have had an experience. We said, I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to close out with this definition of redeemed. Write it down. You may need it. Write it down. Because if you're not a part of this elect group, you got a lot of work to do, baby. You got a lot of work. We got to catch up. We got to catch up. Redeemed. We said a state or quality of an elect. Chosen, special. We're special. We've been chosen, an elect group that has experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation. If you're not surrounded by that elect group that has experienced spiritual and mental transformation, I'm going to tell you to put on your shoes and start running. Get away from them. Because when you have an accursed thing among you, it hinders your progress naturally and spiritually. Oh, yes, it does. Hang with thugs. Hang with drug dealers. Hang with gangbangers. And see if you don't take on those same attributes. See if those spirits that's on them don't transfer on to you. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people that have been redeemed. See, there's some benefits. Higher no more fire. Glory to God. That don't mean people going to label you. Oh, she thinks she that. She thinks, oh, no. I don't think that. God thinks that of me. I don't think it of myself, but the master, the God that I'm serving, he thinks that of me. So I ain't running with you cutthroats. I ain't getting out with you people that's not doing things that God is going to be pleased with. Yes, I'm going to separate myself. Don't invite me to your stuff. I'm not coming. Because if it's not something that God is pleased with, I don't want it. Simple as that. So what are you saying? Oh, well, You know, to win souls, you got to be wise. Yes, I know that, but I ain't got to go to the porn club to win a soul. I could stay in a block away from it, and when they come out of it, I can give them a track. I don't have to go and drink the alcohol with you. I don't have to double date with you. You with somebody else's husband, and I'm with somebody else. You with somebody else's wife, and I'm with somebody else. I'm not going to participate in that. That's not godly. And I'm not going to put myself in a position where God will rain down a lightning bolt on me. I can't do it. Well, we're going to close on that. The Lord told me to set the table today. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. If you have not been redeemed, quit perpetrating, because you may fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God at no time. Okay? Yes, let's live a consecrated life. Let's get rid of these weights that's all set us. Let us lay them aside. Let us concentrate on what God's will is and his purpose is for our life. Let us think on the things of somebody else. When you redeem, when you can love your brother and your sister, when you can forgive, when you can let all those bygones be just that, bygones. Ah, glory to God. I'm done, Sister Ruby. Back to you all. We only have about 7 or 8 people on the line, and that's the way the Lord wanted it. But you all can go back in the archives. The Lord did. This has been ringing in my spirit for the whole weekend. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Back to you, Sister Ruby. Yeah, yeah, no more. God, I bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
We have quite a few.
Ooh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
We have quite a few to share.
Hallelujah.
Mother Charity, you asked about.
Yes, Hayanonavosaya. Lord, I bless you.
Mother Charity, you asked. Yeah,
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to, I was going to let you, I was getting ready to tell you something and I had to wait for Evangeline Bernard. But anyway, you were asking about, you say y'all was in prayer for Michael's daughter, Tracy Self. And
that's right.
And he's on the line now, so I'm going to go to him. He haven't been on as long as y'all have, but please be patient because we want to know how his daughter is.
Yeah.
Long, okay, Mother Charity.
Yes,
I'm gonna go.
Yes, right.
Okay,
we don't have but a few people on the line today, anyway, Sister Ruby. So, you know, few people we have on here, they'll have an opportunity to talk.
Okay.
God bless you, Prophet Lewis.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I tuned in late because I actually fell asleep at home when I was getting ready to tune in to the broadcast.
That's all right.
Yeah, God knew I was tired. So I called Pastor B to tell Pastor B, Beatrice Martin, I was getting ready to head to the hospital, and she said, oh, I'm on the broadcast. So I switched over immediately while I'm getting dressed. A good report. We serve a good God, a mighty God, loving, daring God.
Mm-hmm.
And in great mercies, he saw fit to hear our cry. I want to say the word so. I heard you say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
That's it.
I want to thank God because, Sister Adrian, we didn't know years ago when you and I crossed paths that this was going to happen to my daughter. We had no idea that if I would not have linked up with you, I wouldn't have linked up with my daughter. We didn't know that. We didn't know that if I hadn't worked on Danielle's case, I would be in a mind in position to say so. But it's because God seen down through the annals of time that when I did become free from drugs, when Jesus. I did come delivered from self, that Ooh. He forgave me and put me in a position like he did for David. I began to go after the heart of God. No, I didn't seek a woman, but I began to go after the heart of God. Even when sinned, I was like David, Lord, have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness. The multitude of your tender mercies blot out all my transgressions.
Hey,
he heard me. And then I began to watch as I worked on Danielle's case, little things that I began to pray and ask God to do for me, he began to show himself mightily. I began to take notice how when I said things, they began to happen. I began to take notice that God began to put a purpose in my heart concerning his will. It was no longer my will. I start waking up, not wanting to do my own thing, but the things that please him. It's a good report today, y'all. I'm saying so.
All right.
Sister Beatrice, Pastor Martin, along with her daughter, Leslie Priest, and Sister Tear Jackson, came to that hospital on the morning that I requested for that 11 a.m. prayer. Now, we did the midnight one first. The midnight sustained my daughter that she was able to transfer from one bed to another. But then the next day, the doctor had the audacity to tell me, you're a good dad. You need to pull
the
baby and let her go peacefully. Well, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. Immediately, I got in the spirit and called on my daddy. And I said, Father, you hear the report, God. You know I love my daughter. There's no question of my love toward her. But I committed her into your trust. And you promised me, God, that you were going to sustain her. But this doctor is telling me her kidneys failed, her liver failed, her lungs collapsed, her brain might be damaged, and even there's a problem with her heart. Man, oh God, but at 11 o'clock,
Lord,
when all of the people that came and gathered on the second floor in the pavilion of St. Joseph Hospital, a noise was made abroad. Heaven was shaken and God was stirred that he heard the cries that was made not only in that place but every saint that touched in agreement concerning Tracy's welfare, her being in for her miraculous healing. God heard. You're going to have to get the rest of the story from Pastor Beatrice, her daughter, a sister Tear, because they heard the actual conversation. I just saw the results. My prayer was this, Lord, anybody unbelieving, anybody doubting, anybody that don't have the faith I have, they cannot stay in this room when the prayer goes up. And I was told that was almost 20 people in the room. When I opened my eyes and got off the ground, I only seen five folk.
My God.
God did what I asked him to do. For those that touch an agreement with faith, this morning I prayed over my baby. She heard my voice and she moved. I laid hands on her and reminded God that by, you know, she was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of her peace, it was upon you, but it is one of your stripes, she were healed. As soon as I said she were healed, she opened up her eye, and it looked directly into my eye, and we stayed connected for 10 to 15 seconds. And I told the doctor, but he wants to put a spin. Oh, she just opened them, but she didn't gaze. And I'm like, okay, you hold on to that report. I know what God showed me. She's doing good. They're getting ready to do the CT scan of the brain. I'm headed up there now to do the CT scan of her brain. They're going to put a trachea in her throat to help her. She's already breathing on her own, but this is to help her breathe better because she got to have a feeding tube now so she can eat. So God is doing, and I asked him within 72 hours to do what he done, and he has heard the request. So I'm asking y'all, please continue to lift Tracy's self up, myself, and even pray for yourselves. Touch and agree on some stuff that you need done. He said, if you too as touch anything and agree upon their work, you shall have. And we're looking at the results. She's a miracle because she died twice. She died twice. It is documented. Longer than 35 minutes, she died twice. And yet she's alive. Yeah, he didn't answer my prayer. And I told her sister this morning, I said, he didn't do that for Tracy. Tracy was fine. Tracy was going to church. Tracy was saved. Tracy was coming with her daddy to go to church. I said, he did this for you. You ain't saved. Your sisters ain't saved. Your brothers ain't saved. Your uncles. He did it for y'all. For y'all to get right.
That's it. Hey,
amen.
Glory.
My baby is fine. She's in good hands.
All right.
Y'all keep on praying.
God bless you. We're going to keep praying. Hey, the Messiah. Hallelujah. The Bible said, effectual fervent prayers of the righteous. It availeth much. Amen. Well, God bless you, Prophet Mike. We're going to continue to pray. Hey, glory. Mother Charity, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I am the Messiah. Thank
you, glory. My heart is rejoicing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And you don't know how glad I am to hear that testimony. Because God is real now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
glory
you,
to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Yes,
man.
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. All right, Mother.
Okay, thank. We're going to Sister Kempin on the line.
Did she finish, Sister Ruby?
Her line is open. Mother Charity?
Yes.
Did you finish?
Okay, you done, Mother?
Yes, I was.
All right. Glory.
God bless you, Jesus.
We're
going to Sister Kim. We haven't seen you in a while, Sister Kim, and you've been on the line from the beginning. Sister Kim.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one on the line. I'm not going to be able to stay on long because I'm at my physical therapy doctor for my foot. I've been having problems with my foot and been out of work, but to God be the glory, I'm still alive and well, so that I'm still giving him the praise, the glory, and the honor because truly he is still good to me. So I just thank God for being able to be on the line. I love you all. I thank God
for you all,
and I will be back on the line soon.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Coming on. When I seen that number, I said, that's Sister Kim.
Yes, ma'am. I hadn't forgot about you.
Okay,
all
still,
right. Well, we'll keep in touch.
Okay.
All right. God bless y'all. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Sister Kim. Love you.
Pastor Martin. Pastor Martin.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Beatrice. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I just want to say God bless you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. That word was so awesome and so rich. And I know that God poured a spirit into you. I felt the fresh anointing that is upon the fire. The fresh anointing that was coming from you. You have
a fresh anointing
upon your life, and you surely pay the price for it. God has anointed you even the more. Your word, I'm listening to the voice behind the voice. And I was standing here, and God said, you sent me a text earlier. I was standing here. I said, I got to get ready, get myself up. I got to see two people in the hospital today. But God told me to tune in. And as I began to tune in, I heard you talking about your grandmothers. Thank God for our grandmothers. Amen.
Yes,
and I heard how your grandmother connect you to your nephew. But one thing I want to say is when you shared your testimony and you said how God cleaned your life up, you said that the process didn't just start then, it been started. People they don't know that God has to begin the work in you, and he starts the process in you while he's drawing you in.
Hey,
and you said,
glory.
My love, how you said that you respected the man of God. Nowadays, people don't even respect the man or woman of God and respected the house of God. I believe that played a part as being a part of your redemption as well. God was already working on you. And when you said God deals with your present and not just your confession, you said God deals with you before you give your life to Christ. You said he deals with you before the end. And then you said God took away the taste from you, but you said God was already dealing with you. And when you had to pick up that cigarette, it was nasty.
Come on.
And I know I've been there just like you. When God took a stinky, foul cigarette away from me, God was a true transformation. God had already started a transformation in your life. And you shared a lot of powerful things today that if we're saved, you even quoted my favorite scripture, has thou not known, has thou not heard the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. You said his understanding is unsearchable. He giveth power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. You talked about how we as a people of God, if we are redeemed, we shouldn't have no excuses if to have an old nasty, stinky character.
That's right.
You said when we're feeling faint or weak, you said God are weary, you said we can go to God. You said when we're feeling we go to God.
Jesus.
So you were saying there's no excuse for us not to live like we are redeemed people, that the Redeemer has saved us and deliver us from bondage and sin.
Ooh.
And my heart just rejoices because when I look back over my life, I'm one of the redeemed of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that it doesn't matter how people feel, what they think about me,
glory.
Or what they have to say about me, I can say so for what? So, because that was my past, and now I can say I'm saved, delivered, and set free. And when you talk about being redeemed, it's not just so we can brag and boast about it, but it's so we can get out there and let somebody else know. You said we going to clubs. We ain't got to go hang out with them. You said I could wait on the corner and wait for them to hang out. And today, that was a powerful statement because a lot of Christians today still have one foot in God, one foot in the world, and people can't even see that they are redeemed by God.
Ooh,
and your,
Lord
your message today was so powerful. I mean,
glory.
Deliverance, I know deliverance took place today for the body of Christ as calling themselves Christians. And you said we ought to show love. People ask me, why do you keep doing what you're doing? Because of the love of God in me. God, when God redeems you, he fills you with his love. And then you came from Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, when you said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body, holy, holy, acceptable unto God, holy. And I'm just so excited because that message you gave was so powerful today. Yes, you are right. It was the voice. It was God speaking to you, and you said, touch not the unclean thing. Touch not, taste not, handle not. I was just writing, but you were speaking so much.
Jesus.
I just threw my pen down, my God. And I began to just
go ahead
on this. You gave a word. God put a word in your, not saying that he don't, but today, my God, I felt the anointing.
Glory, Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh, my God, I know without a doubt you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah,
and the only way
you
have to experience that, you have to go through that transformation.
Thank you, God.
And what you spoke was what God did for you in your life. scripture to back up everything you said. And that today was just so, my God, it was so awesome to me.
Jesus, I know that this message
God gave you, God going to use you to preach it again. My God, it's a powerful deliverance message.
Oh, I said, God, because I'm going to use you to preach it on the housetop.
My God,
yes, God.
Thank you, so awesome. Because today, when I wasn't saved, people think that you said something to me that hit my spirit. I was looking at my niece on Instagram, and she had $90,000 between two pieces of bread. I said, look how foolish the world is. I said,
they are all material things.
I said, material things is not reconciliation. Material things does not mean you redeemed. You said it's
come
the
on
precious
now.
Blood of Christ. That has, I'm not trying to take up your time, but you said when
that's
you
all right. Go ahead.
You should have a new attitude, my God. And when I was looking at my niece last night, I said, she don't even have a clue. I said, her putting all that money between two slices of bread. I said,
that don't make no sense.
I said, she just
don't make no sense.
It's the bread of life that she needs. It's not money that gives life.
That's right.
And the bread of life, I want to thank you because I know it was the bread of life that went to the cross of Calvary. And that's why I'm redeemed today and I am free.
Glory.
I'm no longer a slave to none of those things in the world.
I'm tied to my enemy.
But the precious
blood of Christ redeemed me.
And I've been made free. And today I am enjoying my freedom. And I'm not tangling myself back up in it because it was so hard for me to get out of it alone. But I thank God for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for me on the cross of Calvary.
Hallelujah.
My soul, and he redeemed my soul because I was so into so much. But when I look at my life today, I can say that the redeemed, my God,
I'm the Lord.
I'm the Lord. I belong to him. I no longer belong to Satan. I no longer belong to the things in the world, the people of the world.
Yes, that's the redeemed of the Lord, say so.
And I got to tell it everywhere I go what the Lord has done for me. And I just want to tell you, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Satan lost a soul. Thank you, God. All my sins are washed away. I want to tell you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, tears of joy. Because you know what God brought me out of. Yes, God. These tears of joy. Because I've been tears for year after year. But I mean, half of my life was in the muck and the mire out there in sin. The other half
of my life,
God has redeemed me. I'm free. And I thank God for saving me and filling me with his precious Holy Ghost.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you.
Powerful testimony. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, Jesus, the word of God says, word will not go out and return into him. God, you know, God gave me that. I didn't know how the delivery was going to be made, but I heard that this, I've heard it in my spirit since Friday before last. I kept hearing that. And I, you know how you just try to come up with something other than what the scriptures say, you know, you just try to come up with some word, but the Lord kept on saying, let the redeem, let the redeem, let the redeem. And I saw some things. I've seen some things just being back here in the city. And the Lord, and they even put that in my spirit. I don't care about the edifices. I don't care about their houses. I don't care about their land. I don't care about how many services they have. Have they been redeemed? And I, God started showing me some things. He said, oh, no, there's no redemption. There's no redemption. And that's not judging. First people, that's the first thing that unsaved people do, and even church people. You know, when you are saying something that they feel condemned about, or you're judging. No, I'm not judging. Guess what? The facts, the proof is always in the pudding, okay? All I have to do is watch your life. Watch how you live. Watch the people you talk to. Watch the people you run with. And guess what? That tells me everything about you. I don't have to ask nobody about you. I'm seeing it. You're showing me. Ah, it's on the big screen. Okay? So, you know, the Lord kept saying, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And Pastor Beatrice, I want you to know, even what you said, even while you were giving your comments and what have you, I've already had confirmed that this morning that the Lord was going to use me to speak this message again, because God gave it to me. God, yeah. Even the scriptures, down to the scriptures, yeah. God said, bring all this in. And at the last hour, that's when the Lord took me to Joshua about Achan. Ah, he said, the curse thing, Sister Kim, we got to get rid. And you know what? The Bible also says it's the little foxes. See, we think these little things don't mean nothing. But if you keep on, Mike, letting these little things, you keep on dibbling and dabbling, these little things begin to become mountains. Okay?
Yeah.
They were molehills when you started. But now they're mountains in your life. And when they become a mountain, guess what? It's going to take you to, it's going to take some power within you to speak to that mountain now. Because guess what? When you fail to stop it and correct it when it was something little, now it has grown into a monster. Okay? It's become a monster. Because guess what? We turn our head the other way, and I find that especially true with our children. We can see everybody else's children and what they're doing, but guess what? When we let our children come sleep in our homes with their boyfriends and their girlfriends, and then we're talking about somebody else that's doing it. Well, why are you letting your granddaughter, your daughter come in your house and you know they're not married and sleeping in the room? Come on. That's something. We got to get rid of this stuff. We can't dibble and dabble in all of this stuff and think God gonna come. Mike couldn't be dibbling and dabbling and then petitioning God to heal his baby. Hallelujah. He had to be living a life that's set aside. We have to separate ourselves. You don't have to go and cut. You don't have to go and crash their party. You don't have to do that. But guess what? If it's your family members, go show your face. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they get to doing their thing, bye, see ya. I did show my face, so you can't say I'm not being friendly. But I'm not going to participate in this here. Hallelujah. No. If I have to drive alone, walk alone, eat by myself, go to the restroom by myself, hallelujah, that's what I'm going to do. because I'm not going to be a participant in anything that's not pleasing to God. I can't do that. I don't almost see it. Hallelujah. I heard you say with your niece, putting my $90,000. Do you know what $90,000 will do for your ministry? Hallelujah. What it'll do for the people that need to hear about Jesus?
Okay.
Come on. And we making a mockery. You know, it ain't about nothing. No, it ain't about nothing, but your soul is about something. The Bible Jesus said, I'm going to require your soul of you. God ain't interested in your money. God, he said the earth is his. Everything in the earth belongs to God. He can command Donald Trump to bless you with $1 million, $1 billion. He can speak to whomever he will. Hallelujah. Because all of this stuff, all of these things that contaminating our spirit, they're keeping us separated from God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then our children, we wonder why our children grow. Our children mimic what they see.
My.
They mimic what they see. So if you're not showing your children how to live holy, how to live decent, how to avoid some of these things, guess what? The generation that comes up afterwards is going to repeat the same thing. Those bad habits that we have, they filter down to our children, to our seed. Glory to God. It filters down to see. I have a 1-year-old granddaughter. And I know the people that my granddaughter exposing her to. And she don't even have to hear no music. She's throwing up her hand, 1 year old, pouncing, dancing. And it ain't, you know, New Orleans have it's a different culture here. They have their own way of dancing, honey. And I see it, and they don't have to have no music on. The little baby throw her hand up, and she trying to get it. All right. That tells me who my granddaughter is having her exposed to. Okay? And I say, all right, you don't have to dance. There ain't no music on. And she pouncing. She want to jump up and down dancing. 1 year old. So these are spirits. And we are exposing our children to these unruly, ungodly spirits that's going to affect their lives. Woo, but you know They think we old and foggy, but we've been there and done that. We're just blessed and thankful to God giving us an opportunity to come out. And God just didn't bring us out, and he going to leave all our family. He going to save some of your family, Pastor Beatrice, your sister, some of your sisters, some of your nieces, some of your extended nephews. Because that's God going to save somebody. Because guess what? Your light and your life is an example. You keep on doing, they'll laugh at you, say, oh, you ain't got this, you ain't got. That's all right, I got peace. I might not have the thousands and thousands of dollars, but I got peace. When I walk out my door, I don't have to worry about nobody coming try to rob me. I don't have to worry about nobody coming snap a picture of me because I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't have to worry about none of that. God's got your back. Hallelujah. Yeah. We have to walk circumspectly before God. Amen. So I'm going to Sister Ruby. I have certainly enjoyed this hour. I'm happy sometimes when you don't see but a few people, and that way we have a little more time to do a little more dialogue. But God gave me that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. I'm going to Sister Ruby for our final comments. We're going to have some other people on the line this week. The Lord just asked me, just chose me today to set the table. And I don't want nobody on the line preaching and teaching if they can't say they've been redeemed. And your life, being redeemed is a lifetime. It's a lifestyle. Amen. And if you're redeemed, then you should be walking circumspectly before God. And guess what? Men should be able to see the life that you live. Amen. You don't have to hide. Amen. You can be out front and let the world know that I'm not ashamed of this gospel. Not at all. All right, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah, Lord. I bless you today, Jesus. Hey, thank you, God. Woo, Jesus. God is a good God. Ah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Sister Ruby?
Oh, I was waiting for you. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It was a blessed word.
Hallelujah.
Anointed word coming from the Lord. And I'm going to go back to that in a minute, but I just wanted to thank Prophet Michael Lewis for being led of the Spirit, and Mother Charity, her prayer circle Monday through Saturday was praying for Tracy Self, and everybody else was praying. But, you know, I just thank him, and I thank Jesus Christ for allowing you to come on and give your testimony so we know just how far your daughter is and what's going on, and it came from you. So thank you for allowing the Lord to have you come on to tell us about your daughter and the Lord, what the Lord has done. He's going to raise her up because you know you're saying you know the Lord, you deal with the Lord. All you do is go out and witness and pray for the Lord, and your light so shine in this world. So we thank you for that. And Mother Charity and each and everyone that's been on the line praying for Prophet Michael Lewis' daughter.
Yeah, Pastor Beatrice, them been right there at the hospital, so that's a blessing.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
You finished, Evangelist?
Yeah, I just interjected that.
Oh, and
Pastor Morton and Sister T and Sister Leslie, they have been there at the hospital.
Yeah, I know.
So ain't nothing like nobody being there.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that. I was saying how...
No, I just threw that in there, Sister Ruby. I'm not
anyway.
Taking nothing away from what you're saying.
Thank you, Prophet Michael Lewis and Mother Charity. Everybody that's praying and or going to the hospital, whatever. I was just saying that he's bringing the word. We don't have to worry about it all mumble and jumble up because he's bringing to the broadcast the truth of what's happening with his daughter as of today. So, and I thank the Lord for the anointed word that came forth. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Like you say, the Lord gave it to you, and he's given it to his people to let us know if we're not redeemed, this is what I feel, and the little foxes that you have, you need to get them together before you can go out and say that you redeem of the Lord. You have to be holy, and you have to be right, and pray that the Lord allowed somebody to come through your path to teach you, because a lot of times you can go in these different buildings and church buildings and they're not preaching and teaching what they need to preach. They're preaching conferences, do this, do that, and leave the souls there sending for themselves. So I thank the Lord for sending the word. It was truly anointed, and it's telling me if I say I'm a redeemed, check myself too. So thank the Lord. Back over to you,
Evangelist Anoint. Amen, amen, amen. God is doing the work. He's doing the work. He's doing the work. Amen. And I'm happy about what God is doing. Amen. Just, oh, Jesus. He's a wonder. God is a wonder. You can never go wrong when you follow his instructions. When you lay it of God, there's no error. There's no mistakes in God. Amen. So we're going to just open up the lines, and amen, we're going to have Pastor Beatrice, and I don't know what your schedule is like this week, I'll call you, but we're going to have Prophet Michael to close us out with the word of prayer. Amen. We want you all to continue to remember. Well, let me close the line because there's some static. So remember the crusade in your prayer. Remember all of our speakers. Amen. Time is winding down, and we're looking. You're probably just about maybe 6 or 7 7 weeks out. So we got much, much work to do. Again, we're asking those that will sow a seed. Again, you can go to our website. We're at paypal.com sow a seed into the ministry. If this ministry have blessed you, we're asking you all to sow a seed. We have much, much to do here in the city of New Orleans, and we're, along with this citywide crusade, we will be launching our ministry here in New Orleans. So we're just looking for God to bless what we're doing. Amen. We're not looking for no fanfare. We're looking for God to bless us and souls to come into the kingdom. Amen. Because we are living epistles. Amen. So they must be able to read us. Amen. And if they read us and we're following Jesus, then guess what? They'll also be welcome into this royal priesthood, this family of believers. Amen. So we're going back to Prophet Mike. If you're able to dismiss us with the word of prayer, we appreciate it. We do have some scheduled speakers this week. I don't know who's going to be who we're at. Haven't finished the complete scheduling for the week. So just stay tuned. You'll be able to see a flyer. Those that's on the social media, you'll be able to see a flyer. Also, I want Prophet Mike to pray for Sister Deborah. Her daughter has been missing since yesterday morning. So her name is Jennifer Young. So we want to pray for that family that all is well and that young lady is fine. Amen. So Prophet Michael Lewis. Okay, maybe he's not able to say anything. Pastor Martin, can you pray?
Amen.
Amen.
Father God,
amen.
You.
Did you hear the
and
request?
We pray to magnify your name. We thank you for your word that has went forth today. You said that your word do not go out void. Father, the word that went forth on today, let us hide it in our heart so that we won't sin against you. For you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the
thank
word
you,
of
Lord.
God. Father, you said that you will give us this day our daily bread. Father, that powerful word that went out today, God, put the virtue back into the woman of God. And Father,
thank
God, we
you.
Pray that we would take this word and run and share it and tell people about our Redeemer that lives, that has redeemed us and set us free. Father, we thank you for each and every one that's on this line. Father, before this week is out, Lord, touch the heart of your people so they can go
thank
tell
you,
somebody
Lord.
About this message. Father, we give
yes,
you all
God.
The glory and the
honor.
We thank you for using her in such a mighty way. We thank you for this message
yeah.
that is going to be preached again and again.
Yes,
Father,
God.
I
yes, God.
Father,
thank
for the deliverance that took place on this line, healing that took place on this line.
Glory.
All
today. Hallelujah.
Father, we give all the glory. Father, we feel this under the blood. Let us hide this word in our heart. Let us meditate on this word today. Let us meditate on the scriptures that she gave us on today. Let us search
yes,
the scriptures.
God.
Because
thank
you said
God.
In searching them, we will find eternal life. So God, we give you all the glory for the message on today. Bless Sister Ruby. Bless Brother Michael. Continue
yes,
to use
God.
His
thank
life
you,
as a living testimony. We are all living epistles read among men. Let us walk in this word that you gave us on today. Let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let us take this
yes,
word
God.
And hold it up light to high so we can be the light of the world. A city that is
ooh,
on the hill. You said nothing can be hidden, but you put it on the bush, on the butcher, but on a candlestick. Let this word we heard today give it light unto all that are in darkness. Father, we seal it under your blood.
Thank
and
you.
Your angels around Agent Bernard.
Oh, yes.
Evangelist
oh, yes,
Agent
God.
Bernard.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, that this event that she's doing
yes,
for your glory
God.
And
thank
honor.
You,
Father,
hallelujah.
Send her help. Father, send
thank
finance.
You,
Father, send the teachers, send the preachers, send the pagans. Father, send them from the north, the
ooh,
south, the east,
we bless
and the west.
You today, God.
God,
thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Because when she feels that no one else can,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You exceedingly above me above all that she can even ask to
oh, glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Shia.
Steps of faith. You said now faith is such a thing hopeful.
Hallelujah.
And it's a thing not seen. As she continued to walk by faith and not
thank
by
you, Jesus.
As she continued to look unto you, the author and the finisher of her faith, that is God. God, I speak peace to her mind.
Jehovah Shalom.
God, I bless you. Yes,
around
God.
Her. You are
yes, God. Thank you. Hey, yo, no,
she is trying to build up. We tear
down. Oh, yeah, no,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Doing in her life. God, I
yes,
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
That every need be met.
Yes,
cause
Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
According
to your glory.
David said, I've been young, but now I'm old. Yet have I never
yes,
seen
God,
her.
You
said you would never forsake her. You said
yes,
you
Sister Kim, God. Oh, you don't know more.
Something that would open up the hearts of her mother that would open up the hearts of those that are connected with the God. You know what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch Tracy, God. And bring her home, God. Will she have a greater testimony of the work of the miracles of the healing that you are, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Aya no no mo aya. Aya no no mo siye. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you for your
name. Bless your name, Jesus. Aya no no mo aya. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Aya no no mo aya.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God. We are close on out if we're able to. We are about 30 minutes, almost 25 minutes over, but we'll see you all on tomorrow. We don't know who the speaker is, but we will let you know. Amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Sister Ruby, I'm going to close out with withholding nothing if it allowed to pray. By William McDowell. God bless. Ah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Every.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Come on, you say.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.